Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's finally here tonight, our Leading Ladies of Country show at Beach House Belmont Park. Tickets are still available. $20? Are you kidding me? Abrianna, Cece, Megan Patrick, Priscilla Block, and our guests, Runaway June.
So we are with Stevie, Natalie, and Jennifer from Runaway June. Guys, you were at our Leading Ladies Live inaugural show last year. We're so excited that you're coming back. I would like to think you guys had such a great time last year, and that's the only reason you're coming back. So please go ahead and feed my ego.
It has nothing to do with San Diego and the weather, the ocean, playing on the water.
Isn't that just a fabulous setting?
You can't really beat that.
No, I mean, anytime you get to play a show and you're looking at the ocean, like, come on. Like, you don't get to do that very often. But it was an amazing show, and all of the women on the show were so good, and the crowd was fantastic. So yeah, we're super excited to come back and play again.
We're excited for you, too. And as I say, it's been a year since we've seen you. So if you don't mind, I want you all to give me an individual answer. Natalie, something that has happened to you this last year, could be big, could be small, that you were so happy about or pleased with?
Oh my gosh. I feel like there's been a lot of blessings in the last year, but I'm going to be cheesy and actually talk about this song that's coming out, New Kind of Emotion, because we have been so excited about this song. And it truly was one of the most magical songwriting experiences for the three of us.
And out of blue, a new kind of emotion. You set it in motion. Unfamiliar feeling. Yeah, you broke my heart open. And we got this crazy cool connection. Little bit obsession. And I'm high on knowing a new kind of emotion.
We have fought for this song to be able to come out into the world. And so for that to finally be happening, I can't even tell you how excited we are about embarking on this new journey.
So when you say you had to fight for it, does that mean that there was people saying, maybe you want to go a different direction? Maybe not that right off the bat. What does that mean?
I mean, the silver lining part is that we've written a lot of music that our label is excited about. And we are too, but there was something just special about this song, New Kind of Emotion, for us. And so it's funny. It's like, I feel like people a lot of times are excited about whatever the newest song is that you've written. And so sometimes you have to remind people that, hey, this one that we wrote a while ago and recorded is still one of our favorites. And so I feel like that's why we had to fight for it.
All right, Stephanie, you're up.
Stephanie.
You sound like you're in trouble.
I think it is actually Stephanie on here. It's so funny. The only time I ever hear it is my mom's mad at me.
Oh, it's perfect. I'm a mom of five. Miss
you get
Stephanie,
answer the question. Exactly, right. Yeah, it's Stephanie Lee. So for me, like Natalie said, this song is absolutely huge for us, and we're so excited about it. On a personal level, I got engaged in December, so that was really big, and thank you, and just something really special and something I'm looking forward to.
Congratulations.
Thank
Have
you.
We set a date yet, Stevie?
We did, yeah, October 18th.
Jennifer's up.
You know what? I don't know. I've had so many wonderful things happen, but I have to say the highlight is my mom moved from California officially here to Nashville because she came when I had my daughter, and she was like, I'm just going to run a house for a couple months and help you out. And then, of course, she fell so in love with my daughter. She's like, I'm leaving. And so they moved back to, she moved to Tennessee from California. Now my daughter has her grandma next door. And the song, you know, I had my daughter in mind when we were writing the song. And so it's very special. I know we're all saying that the song's special, but it's for different reasons. Like Stevie was thinking about her fiance, and Natalie was thinking about her husband, and I was thinking about my daughter. And like, it's a kind of love that you just don't know exists until you're a mom of five, so you know, but it's just a new kind of emotion that you feel. And so I just love that this is getting released into the world.
Leading Ladies Live tonight, Belmont Park Beach House. Tickets are just $20 to see all five acts. An amazing deal. Find out more at KSON.com. See you tonight. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show.
3-10 to deep left. It is back, and Bogey goes boom! 3-run home run for Xander Bogaerts. Padres jump out to the 3-0 lead.
Balls.
Lined into left field, a base hit. From third comes Machado. Here comes Bogaerts. Throw to second. Padres take a 5-1 lead. Brandon Lockridge driving in a pair. That is strike three, and that's the ball game. The Padres win it 5-1, and Suarez finishes the game.
Thanks to Padres TV for that. I'll tell you, man, just another rocking night at Petco Park. Just another Padres win. Just another Padres series win. And another complete team win. Yes, it was Fernando a couple nights ago. Last night, it was everybody checking in, including Xander Bogaerts, who started the game off in the first inning with that 3-run home run. And man, how lucky are we to have Don Orsillo? Here's another example.
Bogey goes boom! 3-run home run for Xander Bogaerts!
Bogey goes boom. God, he's just a jewel. All right, so this is a very confusing weekend. So baseball had an idea to pair up like the biggest rivals in the game it's a really cool idea. So you would think like the Dodgers are going to be in town this weekend, or the Giants are going to be in town this weekend. Even the Rockies or the Diamondbacks at this point. So why are the Seattle Mariners coming to town? That deep, heated rivalry that we have with a team nowhere close to us in a different freaking league. To answer that question is my boy Woods from Ben and Woods over at our sister station, the flagship station of our San Diego Padres, 97.3 The Fan. Always a good morning when you stop in, Woodsy. So Eddie Vedder's behind this, the lead singer of Pearl Jam, correct?
Yes, not really.
So why is it called the Vedder Cup?
So Major League Baseball years ago, if we're going to do interleague play, we need to have natural rivalry. So they called this the natural rivalry. They share a spring training facility. That's about it. Other than that, everything you just mentioned is true. Now, the Eddie Vedder connection is this. Eddie went to high school here. Yeah, he wrote a lot of the Pearl Jam record 10 here. Then, of course, we all know how he came to fame and fortune and glory in Seattle.
Yes, Pearl Jam was one of the pioneers of the grunge movement of the 90s, based out of Seattle, changed music basically forever. Rock music, that is.
So then it was like, all right, I think it started on Twitter maybe a decade ago. Like, let's call this thing the Vedder Cup amongst Padres fans. And it has just grown and grown and grown. And it was an...
So this is a thing? This wasn't created by Major League Baseball?
No, this was an unofficial type... It was right. Almost a bit that people did for about a decade.
There was one more curveball to this whole thing. Isn't Vedder like a notorious Cubs fan?
Correct.
So... So we got a dude that grew up here, got famous in Seattle, and is a Cubs fan, and that is why this series in San Diego is called the Vedder Cup.
Correct. Nailed it.
I still don't understand, but thank you very much, buddy.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you. That series is this weekend. Day off today. Remember, you can catch every pitch of every game on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. If you were like me, you were thinking to yourself when HBO became Max, why would they do that? And guess what? HBO thought the same thing. because they're changing their name back to now HBO Max. It never made sense to me. I never got it.
Mm-mm.
Especially because I always thought HBO and Cinemax competed against each other. So it just seemed weird to me. These are the things I think about, you see. Anyway, they announced yesterday that Warner Brothers owns HBO. They said they're changing the name of their streaming service from Max back to HBO Max. They have these meetings this time of year. All the networks have these meetings where they unveil their new shows, their plan for the upcoming season. Yesterday was HBO's turn. I'm sorry, Max, whatever the hell they're called. They announced and released the new Superman trailer. Now, Jessica, you are our superhero nerd. I know mm-hmm. you do not like DC. Superman is the patriarch of the DC family, so you're not psyched about this at all.
Well, no, I'm a Batman girl. I love Batman, but none of the DC movies have been hidden for me like the Marvel stuff does.
Would you agree with me that Superman, more than Batman, is the patriarch of the DC universe? He has to be, right?
Yeah, but I think Batman's the more popular.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because they haven't been able to get Superman right, in my opinion, for many, many, many years. I have a feeling that this movie might change that. First of all, it's directed by Guardians of the Galaxy stud James Gunn.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, most importantly to me, they brought back the old school John Williams theme from the OG Superman with Christopher Reeve. Come on, you're not excited now?
I'll watch it. I'll definitely watch it. It has that Rachel Brosnahan in it as Lois Lane, and I love her.
And who's she from again?
She's from The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Ah, oh, that's
which is such a funny show if you've never watched it. It's a little raunch, but it's super funny, and she's so quick-witted and hysterical in it. I can't wait to see her in this.
As long as it's, quote, a little raunch.
Yeah.
It's for me. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Chula Vista. Say good morning to Sabrina. Hi, Sabrina.
Hi.
Sabrina, would you do me a favor and please kick Tammy out of our studio?
Can you please leave Tammy?
You bet. Good luck.
Sabrina, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store. Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors at garagedooranggatestore.com. Also, a reminder, all ties will go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Salma Hayek will grace the cover of this magazine's annual swimsuit issue. What's the magazine?
Sports Illustrated.
A trailer for Brad Pitt's new movie F1 dropped this week. What does F1 stand for?
Formula One.
Pop culture moments from 2005 that have not aged well include Tom Cruise jumping on this person's couch. Who is it?
I don't know.
Fox's fall schedule includes a new version of Fear Factor. Who was the host of the original Fear Factor that ran from 2001 to 2006 and its revival season that ran in 2012?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's at the tip of my tongue. Oh, darn it, I can't remember.
Okay, and finally, as a former quote-unquote fat person, her words, not mine, Kelly Clarkson does not mind if you look at her now and say, damn. Again, her words, not mine. What network airs the Kelly Clarkson show here in San Diego?
Oh, I don't know. ABC.
All right, let's get Tam back in. Sabrina, what's happening in your world?
Just dropping my son off to school right now.
Okay, and then what? Gonna just hang?
And then, nope, and then back to work.
Ah, she's like, what's hang mean, you moron? I'm a working mom. Hang. Timmy, Sabrina did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Salma Hayek will grace the cover of this magazine's annual swimsuit issue. What's the mag?
Sports Illustrated.
That is right. Sabrina
knew
that.
Well, I bet you're going to buy one.
I mean, just for the sports in it.
Yeah, it's just for the sports in it.
It's 1-1. Sabrina knew that. A trailer for Brad Pitt's new movie F1 dropped this week. What does F1 stand for?
Formula One.
That is right. Looks good, man. 2-2. Sabrina knew that.
Yes, he does.
I meant the trailer looked good, yes. Pop culture moments from 2005 that have not aged well include Tom Cruise jumping on this person's couch. Who's the person?
Oprah.
Did it look good in 2005 even?
It was weird. But then someone went ahead and added like laser effects coming out of his hands. And it was
so
hilarious. That was great.
I got to go watch that again.
Yes.
Thank goodness for creative people on YouTube.
Yes.
It's 3-2. Sabrina did not know. Fox's fall schedule includes a new version of Fear Factor. Who was the host of the original Fear Factor that ran from 2001 to 2006 and its revival season that ran in 2012?
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan is right. Sabrina could not remember.
Sorry about that, Sabrina. 4-2, Tammy. And finally, as a former quote-unquote fat person, her words, not mine, Kelly Clarkson does not mind if you look at her now and say, damn. And again, her words, not mine. Although I do say that all the time. What network airs the Kelly Clarkson show here in San Diego?
It's so hard when you don't have cable and you're just trying to watch things on streaming now. I'm going to say that it's ABC.
That is what Sabrina went with, ABC 10. No, it would be NBC 7, 3 o'clock. Here in San Diego. All right, Sabrina, Tammy today beats you by a score of 4-2, so you're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets to see Hardy at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater. He's also bringing Co Wetzel and Stephen Wilson Jr. and more. Plus, you're now qualified for the Hardy VIP Lounge Experience, which we give away on Friday.
Awesome. Thank you.
Sabrina, have a wonderful day. Appreciate you listening to us. Unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
I'm Sabrina in Chula Vista, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's finally here, our KSON second annual Leading Ladies show, an acoustic performance this evening with Avrianna, CeCe, Megan Patrick, Runaway June coming back for a second turn, and Priscilla Block, who joined us via Zoom. Priscilla Block, we are so pumped that you are part of our Leading Ladies live show.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm like California girl ready. Like, I'm ready to be in the sun. I got my tan. I'm pumped.
So, Priscilla, in Nashville itself, with all of the wonderful female artists that we have, who are you closest to? Who is your core group of friends?
I mean, I feel like we're all kind of like running wild. I mean, me and Lainey have been close for a while. I remember, you know, we were playing the bars before either of us got signed. And it's funny, we'll like run into each other at the airport and we're like, why are we only ever seeing each other at the airport? It's life gets so busy. But I feel like we're in such a really good time right now where there's so many like awesome female artists and that are being heard. And I mean, Megan, Carly, I went out on the road with Ashley McBride. Ashley Cook's great. I mean, I feel like there's just so much awesome female talent right now.
We're with Priscilla Block. Priscilla, I know you've heard the story. You've told the story. You are the story. So forgive me if it's boring for you, but if people don't know about your doubt of country music and what got you out of that doubt, a chance encounter with a pretty successful music star herself when Taylor Swift just pulls over the side of the road, goes, "Hey kid, get in the car." It's a legendary story. And I mean, I hope you never get tired of telling it. Have you ever thought about like what would have happened with your life if that car had not gone by, if that car had not stopped?
Yeah, it's so crazy. I moved to Nashville when I was 17 years old with $50 to my name. And I just, it's all I've ever wanted to do is do country music and write songs. And I was this young girl out here. I didn't know anybody. I didn't even know how to start, to be honest. And Taylor Swift is a huge reason why I made the move to Nashville. You know, I followed her story and kind of did the traditional thing. You know, you move to Nashville, you're playing the bars, you're building your band, you're writing the songs, you're doing literally where anyone will let you play, you play. You play on the street corner. And so I was about a year into town and I'd called my sister that morning and I was just so defeated. Like, I was like, what am I doing out here? Like, I can't pay my rent. I am crumbling, like, truly. And that was the day that Taylor Swift was driving by. I was leaving work and I would work 9 to 5 at a little yogurt ice cream store. And then I would go to community college from 6 to 9. So all day I was just doing the thing, doing whatever I felt like I should be doing. And I was leaving work that day and Taylor Swift was driving by and I happened to be wearing one of her t-shirts and she saw me standing literally right on the street corner about to cross the street and she pulled her car over and was like, "Hey, like, I love your shirt." And I happened to be wearing a Taylor Swift t-shirt. And I didn't even know I was, to be honest. I'm like, "Oh, what shirt am I wearing?" And she, you know, we talked for a little bit. I never told her that I did music. I just looked at her and I'm like, I can't tell you how much I needed this. And I went to school that night and I'm like, you know what? I'm quitting my job. I'm quitting school. I don't know how I'm going to afford anything or do anything, but I'm going to figure it out. And I mean, that was 9 years ago and I just started hustling.
Have you ever heard from Taylor since then?
I have. She actually sent me flowers for the NMPA awards a couple years ago. They were honoring Taylor Swift and they had me kind of kick off the night and I did a Taylor medley and I told the story. And the next day she like sent me flowers. It was really a game changing moment for me. It was everything that I needed to kind of just keep going. I don't know. I maybe would have packed my stuff up and gone home for a little bit, you know, but I do think like, it's always been in me. Like, this is what I truly feel like I was born to do this.
Such a great story. Tickets for our Leading Ladies live show at KSON.com. They're just $20 a pop. It's a no-brainer for Avrianna, Cece, Megan Patrick, Runaway June, and who you just heard, Priscilla Block. Can't wait to hang with you tonight. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
London, England. Listen, y'all. Biggest announcement of my career. Hey, let me come to England, baby. It's happening. That's real, dude. I am playing Tottenham Stadium with Post Malone. The first night's already sold out. I'll be there. The second night is on sale. I can't believe I'm even coming to England, but the fact that my first time is doing 2 stadium shows with Post Malone, please come out and see us, y'all. Tottenham Stadium, y'all come see me, man. This is huge. Love y'all, man. I can't wait to see y'all. I'm excited.
Gee, I can't tell that Jelly Roll's excited at all in that video.
I wish he was a little more upbeat and positive.
So Jelly Roll is a felon. Has a record, and because of that, was not allowed to travel to England. And I guess I never knew that was a thing. Mm-hmm. Are you not allowed to go to Europe if you have a record?
Different countries have different rules. Oh. But yeah, he hasn't been able to get there because of his record.
Anyway, Jelly Roll has had that rescinded. He will be in England, and he wants us all to come to Tottenham Stadium. He also looks very slim, and he's excited.
We haven't talked about on air Jelly Roll at Stagecoach. It just proves that Jelly Roll is the artist for all people.
Jelly Roll, he likes to preach during his show. I mean, I'm talking literally preaching about his life, how he changed, how happy and thankful he is, how the good Lord has helped him through all of this. But at the same, at I know where you're going with this. At the same time, you know, as he's talking about this, he's wheeling on an 8-foot bong.
Yeah.
And, you know, bleeping. I mean, whatever. Do your thing, man. It's California. It's legal. It's what it is. But I just... different messages.
It was such a dichotomy. I mean, we're gonna have to bleep a bunch of this out, but I will recreate it as best I can in my
Here
best
we go.
Jelly
Jessica
bowl.
As jelly. Okay. Jessica roll. Here we
Jessica
go.
Jessica roll. I love Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Brandon Lake, for singing with me. I give everything to Jesus. He's the reason to be here. I'm so proud to be loving Jesus.
10 seconds later.
Now who's getting high up in this?
You do that.
Very, and by the way,
you do that very well.
That's not an exaggeration.
No. Anybody that was there can completely verify that that's the truth. And people went nuts. Thank God we've got a beep button. Here is Jelly, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Tonight is the night, our second annual Leading Ladies Acoustic Show with Megan Patrick and Priscilla Block and Runaway June, Avery Anna, and the fabulous Cece, who joined us over Zoom and shared the story about maybe the worst boss ever, according to her.
What's up, guys? I'm thrilled to be here.
Are you at your house right now?
I am, yes.
Okay, good. Then I can ask you a personal question. What is the story with the artwork behind you?
So
that's really, so unique.
These are Fornacetti plates, and the story is not as cool as the plates. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
One of my really crappy jobs that I worked whenever I first came to LA was for a truly horrible boss. I've never had a worse boss in all of my life. And he was one of these people that would treat you really horribly and then like randomly just like give you something. And you were like, I would rather be respected.
Yeah.
Plates. But hey, one time he was really horrible to me and then gave me these plates. And okay. Like the plates are really freaking cool. So.
Well, but you don't work there anymore, right?
No, definitely.
No, so you got to leave with a parting gift that was awesome.
I just got these cool ass plates.
Yeah.
But so he'd be a jerk to you, like be mean to you, disrespect you, and then in his way of making up in his own mind, he would like, oh, this will make it all good. I'm just going to give you some stuff.
Yes, he was just one of those bosses that was pretty well connected, and he would always be gifted things. And so then he would just like throw some of the stuff that he was like gifted, not just to me, but all of the people that worked for him.
Sounds like a prince of a guy. Tonight, Cece, Megan Patrick, Priscilla Block, Runaway June, Avery Anna. It is our second Leading Ladies of Country night at Beach House Belmont Park. You can still grab some tickets. We'd love to see you out there. It's tonight. You don't have any plans tonight, so go. $20? Get them at KSON.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Chad, who's in Oceanside. What's going on, Chad?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Doing very well. Appreciate you asking. Would you do me a favor? Kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, I don't want to be rude, but you got to go.
All right, good luck.
Chad, I got 5 pop culture questions for you, pal. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Also want to remind you, Chad, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right, let's do this.
Happy birthday to Martha Quinn. Martha is an original VJ on this network that a long time ago only aired music videos. What's the network?
MTV.
Eva Longoria won't do sexy photo shoots anymore because her 6-year-old son will see them someday. Eva played Gabrielle on what television dramedy that ran on ABC for 8 seasons?
Desperate Housewives.
Wicked star Cynthia Erivo will star in a one-woman stage version of Dracula in London. She'll play all 23 parts. Tell me either of the two male stars in the vampire movie Interview with a Vampire.
Brad Pitt or Tom Cruise.
Janet Jackson will receive the Icon Award at this year's American Music Awards. In what year did Janet's infamous Super Bowl wardrobe malfunction happen? 2002, 4, or 6?
2004.
And finally, Morris, the alligator from Happy Gilmore, died. He was probably between 80 and 100 years old. What was the name of Happy's nemesis in Happy Gilmore?
Oh my goodness. Hang on. Oh, I can't remember.
All right, Chad. Let's get Tam back in. So what you got going on today, pal?
I'm driving my kid to school and then heading to work.
All right. What do you do, Chad?
I'm a service manager at Diggs Harley Davidson.
Oh, right. Ooh, on.
Nice.
Right on. Chad did 4 out of 5, did real well.
Nice job, Chad.
Yeah, nice job. Tammy, happy birthday to Martha Quinn. Martha is an original VJ on this network that a long, long time ago only aired music videos.
MTV.
Is right. Loved Martha Quinn, as did every young man my age when MTV came out. It's mm-hmm. 1-to-1. Eva Longoria won't do sexy photo shoots anymore because her 6-year-old son will see them someday. Eva played Gabrielle on what television dramedy? They ran for 8 seasons on ABC.
Desperate Housewives.
That is right. Chad knew that. 2-2. Wicked star Cynthia Erivo will star in a one-woman stage version of Dracula in London. She'll play all 23 parts. Wow. Tell me either of the two male stars in the movie Interview with a Vampire.
Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise.
That's right. Chad knew both of them as well, so 3-3. Janet Jackson will receive the Icon Award at this year's American Music Awards. In what year did Janet's infamous Super Bowl wardrobe malfunction happen? 2002, 4, or 6?
Wow. 4.
2004 is right.
Oh, totally.
Wow. Nice. You both got that right, too. 4-4. Darn it, Chad, I thought you might have had it. And finally, Morris the Alligator from Happy Gilmore died. He was probably between 80 and 100 years old. What was the name of Happy's nemesis in Happy Gilmore?
Shooter Gavin?
So close. Shooter
McGavin.
McGavin. Ah. Yeah.
Chad couldn't come up with it.
I remembered as soon as I said it.
Right. Chad couldn't come up with it either. So today we finish with a tie. Nice job, both of you. 4-4. Unfortunately, Chad, all ties go to Tammy.
But you do have a great prize, honey. You have a pair of tickets to go see Hardy. He's at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on May 22nd. He's also bringing lots of special guests, including Cole Wetzel. And you're also qualified now for the Hardy VIP lounge experience, which we'll be giving to the grand prize winner on Friday.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right, Chad. Have a good day at work, pal. Appreciate you keeping those bikes on the road. Appreciate you playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Thank you, sir.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sandra is in La Mesa, and she is having an inner dilemma right now because She's wondering how many people her boyfriend hooked up with before they became quote-unquote official. That about sum it up, Cassandra?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Right. Okay, so what started this whole thought process train that you have?
I was hanging out with a girlfriend of mine, and, you know, just so you know, this girlfriend of mine, we just became really close. We weren't that close prior to my boyfriend and I. And she basically told me that her and my boyfriend had hooked up before we were official.
Okay.
And there was this period of time that we were just seeing each other. It took us a minute to become official. We were both kind of like just doing whatever and, you know, work and just all life stuff. And so we just were seeing each other for about 6 months. And so during that time, I'm guessing that's when they hooked up. But now I'm like, did he hook up with a lot of other women? Like 6 months is kind of a while. And we were just seeing each other. Like, I'm just kind of wondering if I'm, you know, being kind of nuts, or I don't know.
Okay, so what started your spiral, I think, is that you're thinking, oh, even though we weren't official, right? You didn't say, you don't have the right to say you're not allowed to sleep with anybody because you guys hadn't done that yet.
Correct.
But you're kind of in a panic now thinking, okay, if he slept with her, like all of a sudden, well, how many is it? And am I overthinking it? And do I have a right to even think that?
Yeah. Am I being dramatic? Am I being like weird? I don't know. Like, is it, I don't know. It's just something I've been thinking about since my girlfriend was like, hey, and she was really like sweet about it. She was like, look, I didn't even know you guys were seeing each other because, you know, we weren't even that close. And like, and she was kind of like in our friend circle and stuff. So it just started it.
Cassandra, did you have any, did you hook up with anybody before you guys became official?
I didn't. I went on a couple of dates, but I didn't really hook up with anyone. I mean, I pretty much stopped seeing anyone after like our fourth date. I was like, oh, this is going somewhere. So I kind of stopped being on the apps. I didn't really, you know, like even people that were like, hey, you know, I would be like, hey, I'm not really dating anymore. You know, I wasn't like, I have a boyfriend, because I didn't, but I just, yeah.
Well, first of all, I think that was a good thing of your girlfriend talking to you, especially the way she presented it to you. She was trying to make sure that it didn't ever get weird down the road, which I think is a really good thing, right? She's a good friend.
Yeah, she's a good friend. No, totally.
And you're not saying you don't expect him not to have a past.
No, no, no. And I just am like, oh gosh, if he slept with her, then maybe there was someone else, and maybe there were a couple people. I don't know. I'm just trying to, but I'm trying not to spin out of control. So I'm just like, okay, maybe I just need someone else to be like, here, it's fine. Don't be crazy.
Cassandra, are you worried also that he has been with somebody since you guys did become official, or is that out of the question?
No, 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 no. He does not give me that at all. No, I'm not worried about that.
All right.
Well, I mean, we'll get into what we think in a little bit, but let's throw it out to KSON loyal listeners so they can give you some what I think is going to be reassurance. 833-287-1037. What do you think Cassandra should do? Love him or list him? Is she overthinking it?
Cassandra, would you mind hanging out? We can see what our KSON loyal listeners have to say. I'm sure they're going to take you down the right path.
Okay, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'll hang out.
All right, cool. 833-287-1037. Should she love him or list him? John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I was hanging out with a girlfriend of mine, and, you know, just so you know, this girlfriend of mine, we just became really close. We weren't that close prior to my boyfriend and I. And she basically told me that her and my boyfriend had hooked up before we were official. But now I'm like, did he hook up with a lot of other women? Like 6 months is kind of a while. And we were just seeing each other. Like, I'm just kind of wondering if I'm, you know, being kind of nuts, or I don't know.
That's Cassandra in La Mesa. She needs help whether she should love her man or list her man. Debbie in El Cajon, what do you think? What do you think she should do? Love him or list him?
You know, past are like, everybody's got one. I think she should, you know, stick around. I mean, everybody has a past.
You should write greeting cards for a living. Thanks for the call. Nikki in Vista, what do you should she love him or list him? Tell us why.
I think she should love him and give him a chance. I think that, you know, everybody has a history, and if she starts tripping on things that he did before they were official, then what is she going to trip on in the relationship? Yeah. And so I think she should just trust him and, you know, like, give him a chance. And if he starts giving her icky vibes, then you know what it is.
Right. Thanks, Nikki. Take care. Kristen in San Carlos. Cassandra, who's in La Mesa, has a boyfriend of 2 years, found out recently that one of her friends hooked up with him before they were a couple. What do you think she should do, love him or list him?
She definitely needs to love him because she is very secure about their relationship now. And there's no reason to self-sabotage the relationship for something that happened before they were together.
Well said. Thanks, Kristen. One more. Caitlin in Oceanside. I think I know where this is going, but what do you think Cassandra should do? Love him or list him? This boyfriend of hers that hooked up with her friend way before they were a couple.
Love him. I mean, the past is the past. As long as you have no concerns and you have something good going, don't overthink it. Just let it be what the past is and rock the relationship you got, girl.
And a girl, Caitlin. Appreciate it. Well said. Let's go back to Cassandra.
Well, Cassandra, everyone's had their thoughts and chimed in. Where do you go from here?
I think I'm going to love him. I think I'm overthinking it. I think that my period's coming. I think I need chocolate. I think I need to just have some pizza and call it a day.
I mean, I agree. I think you're spiraling on yourself, and you don't need to do that.
Well, nobody likes to think about someone that I'm assuming that you're in love. You've been together for almost 2 years.
Yeah.
So no one likes to think of anyone that they love with anybody else. But yes,
it's
what happened before you guys became quote unquote official, it's history.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're confident and it sounds like you are, and you said that you are, that everything's been really cool since you guys became official, just the two of you, monogamy, then you've got nothing to worry about.
Okay. Yeah. That's how I feel in my heart. So that feels good.
Okay.
Get yourself a latte and maybe a nice truffle. And then a little later, a nice bath and a glass of wine and you'll be fine.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm going to do that.
All right, Cassandra. Take care. Thank you for sharing your life with us.
You're welcome. Bye.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.